This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't be afraid to get involved in the conversation if you want to hop up on the website. That you'll find at therealside.com. And there's a live chat room going on there. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can do a gazillion things up there on the website. Seriously. But you have to decide what you want to do or don't want to do. Yes, I give you freedom of choice here. always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you are out and about running around trying to get ready for Christmas. Some of you, I think, are having races to see who can run up your credit card balances faster than the other one. Talking about, some of you will know how old I am when I say this. Some of you, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, right? Remember that? So it's always interesting to me when I see or hear or, you know, find out what it is that people really feel like they have to do for Christmas. Yeah, again, I've been on this kick all week, or actually for a couple of weeks now, and I'm not trying to be mean by any stretch of the imagination. I feel bad for those people that run their credit cards up so high that they won't even get them paid down the next August or September. That's how bad it's going to get, right? And then not only that, some of you have those. I'm not making fun of you because everybody's got them, but I mean, you got those credit cards that have what, 25, 30, 35% on the cards, the interest rate. I mean, man, are you in trouble, right? After the first break, we're going to have Tom Del Boccaro is going to join me, and Tom's written a book called The Divided Era. Now, it's available on Amazon, but we're going to talk about it when he gets on with me. The title speaks for itself to a big degree, does it not? You know, my premise has been, and I'm not speaking for the book, but my premise has been, we're no longer Americans in this country. We are now Republicans or Democrats, or decline the states, or independents, or whatever. But we have lost the true reality behind being an American. You know, one of the things that made Americans great, one of the things that made America great, or the United States, frankly, was the rule of law. Nobody was above the law. Everybody had to adhere to the law, no matter what your stature in life was, what political position you held, or any of that stuff. But it's not the same anymore. We saw it in this race. We saw exactly what was going on. We saw exactly what was happening. Look at the Clintons. Look at how much they got away with. You don't even have to go to the top end of the felony chain. Just take it for where it's at and what it is. How many things did they do that were blatantly illegal? I believe they did them out in the open without working hard to cover them up on purpose, because they just felt like nobody was ever going to stop them. Nobody was ever going to get in their way. I was going to go all the way down this road. That's funny. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do want to get involved in the conversation, I don't force anybody to do anything or anything on that. So Mr. Trump's already saving us money, big bucks. The Boeing CEO vows to build two Air Force Ones under budget. Almost. I mean, if you look at the numbers, I don't know. You know, look, I'm not in there. I'm not looking at the numbers every day, so I don't know. I don't know which ones are real or how much of it's real. But the CEO of Boeing has promised Donald Trump to build two Air Force One jets for under $4 billion. Now, part of that was because of the outcry. See, I said it the other day. Trump doesn't need the newspapers. The newspapers can roll up and go away. Right? I mean, with all things considered, they're probably very cheap solution to kill flies with. You know what I'm saying? Birdcage liners. I mean, I can think of all kinds of uses for newspapers. But we were talking one plane. And don't, you know, please don't send me emails telling me, you know, I'm wrong, I'm spewing untruths, that the plane was not going to be $4 billion, it was only going to be 120 some odd million. Well, here's the funny thing about this. If it was only going to be $127 million for Air Force One, then why is the CEO of Boeing say he's willing to build it for under the price of one jet? So apparently it was going to hit $4 billion. He goes on to say, we're going to get it done for less than that, and we're committed to working together to make sure that happens. And I was able to give the president-elect my personal commitment on behalf of the Boeing company. That was from Dennis Muilenburg, the aircraft giant CEO, told reporters after the Mar-a-Lago meeting with Trump. Look, the guy's not even getting paid yet. He's not even been sworn in yet. He's made more positive changes in a positive direction for this country that Mr. Oblamo's made in almost 8 years. Now, Trump took to Twitter earlier this month to negotiate a lower price. Let's embarrass the crap out of this guy. That's the way to do it. Hey, look, I'm on his page on this one. So Trump took to Twitter earlier this month to negotiate a lower price for the president's airplanes. Boeing is building a brand new 747 Air Force One for future presidents, but the costs are out of control, more than $4 billion. And he said cancel the order. Now, the plane is totally out of control, he said. It's going to be over $4 billion for Air Force One. And I think it's ridiculous, he said. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number on us. And we want Boeing to... Now, notice what he said. We want Boeing to make money. They don't need to make that much money. It's a great line. Right? Now, the GAO office believes it was going to cost $3.2 billion. Hey, I don't care if he knocks off $100 million. I'm a happy camper. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can find out stations and times where you can find us. We have our classic podcasts up there. If we're not on a station in your area, call me. First call the station and say, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? And if they don't respond properly, which is we'll put it on immediately, call me or send me an email to Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. I want to bring on my next guest. I always have a lot of fun when he's on the show with me. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an author, former U.S. Senate candidate, and former California State Republican Party chairman. He's also the author of a book called The Divided Era. And I didn't give the subtitle up because people have to be brain dead not to figure out what that means. Tom, thanks for being with me.
How are you? Great to hear you.
All right, so give us the, you know how it goes, give us the Reader's Digest overview of the book, and then we'll talk about it in detail here.
Well, listen, people all the time ask why there has to be so much fighting in politics. And the simple answer, Joe, at this point is because there's a lot to fight about. And I hope people think about that. Because, you know, governments used to actually be amazingly small. They did some big things like the Civil War, the Revolution. But the truth is, even after we adopted the Constitution, and that was a big, ugly fight, as I talk about in my book, governments were 3% of the economy. You lived in Missouri, Tennessee, upstate New York, you might not even see government at all. But now government's 37% of the economy. And the regulations are another 14, 15, 16%, which means half the economy is either government spending and taxation or what we're forced to spend to react to government regulations. That's half. And so whenever government's that big, it's picking winners and losers all the time. That creates competition to not be the loser or not be regulated or not be taxed. And you get this division. We have natural divisions. You know, there's people who think like Democrats and people who think like Republicans. But the idea being here that if government's only doing a few things, then we only fight over a few things. But right now, Joe, our government's hand out, are you ready? $6 trillion a year. Now, not just to welfare or Social Security or Medicare, but to Boeing, as Donald Trump is not too happy about the $6 billion there, or $4 billion there yet. And so there's a competition to get the spoils. There's a competition to be the party that hands out the spoils. Not to be taxed, all these things. So the larger government gets mathematically, the more we compete, the more we're divided. That's on top of our natural philosophical differences. And it plays out. So now you have the red state, blue state divide more than ever because people are tired of California. California's people are moving out of there. Illinois set the national record for this year, 2016, for most people leaving. And then you have people coming in who go to the blue states. And so the blue states are getting bluer. The red states are getting redder. And that's a division as well. So I go through the book on why this all occurs. I don't blame Democrats. I don't blame Republicans. I just want people to understand human nature, why this occurs. Because if you don't like fighting in politics, maybe you should know why it arises.
Yeah, it's really, again, you went through all that, and I get it, and but I'm going to come back to something with you that you and I have talked about on the show before, which is we seem to have forgotten we're Americans first. We've seemed to have ripped this country into two parties, you know, two groups, the Democrats and the Republicans, and we've forgotten that ultimately, right, we may not always get there the same way, but ultimately, we want the same things for this country. Look, I can't... Let me finish. My family, my God bless them, I pray for them every day, they are Massachusetts Democrats, hardcore, you know, union Democrats. But every one of them voted for Trump because they finally come around to the realization that, you know what, I think he's what's going to be best for this country. This party stuff is getting in the way. So I won't say everybody. I won't paint with that broad of a brush. But there are a lot of people that want what's best for this country. They just don't really know how to get there. I'm tired of us being it's us against them, Tom, isn't it? Most of the time?
There is a lot of that. But that's a symptom of when there's so much to fight about. We are culturally different now. When, you know, there was always a division between parties in this country, whether it was Federalists versus Anti-Federalists. There was parties that wanted to make it, and I go over this, I think it's on page 24 of the book, where I go over the early parties that one party said that people needed to, no matter how much in debt they were, they needed to work and they shouldn't be allowed out of their contracts, and that's what's best for the country. That sound familiar?
Yep.
That's the late 1700s. And another party that said that that's too rough on people and that you've got to create exemptions and make it easier on debtors. Does that sound familiar? So there was always a small amount of that. But the United States back then was culturally very much the same. It was a predominantly northern European country, and they came here to seek their own destiny. That's a critical thing, their own destiny, not a destiny defined by government. 200-something years later, America isn't exactly that way anymore. There is greater cultural division today than ever. But the big difference is, I mean, you can disagree with your Massachusetts family. The problem is that government, and you might disagree with your wife. This is probably the best example I can give.
That would be very unsafe, Tom. So.
Yeah, I've met your wife, so I know she's right and you're wrong.
That's right.
That's not a surprise.
That's right.
But here's the point. Have you ever reached a point in your relationship with your wife where you say, we have to agree to disagree, or there, you know, you have to say that to her. You would say to me, Tom, that's something we don't bring up, right? The difference is, in government, they force a resolution or a determination between differing parties. And the more that happens over and over, the more separated you become. But right now, Joe, just think about it. That woman screaming at the electors, mm-hmm. I think it was in Wisconsin. This is America. Well, her definition of this is America is really different than yours. So we started out much closer than we are today. And government is forcing decisions on people. So it's pulling us apart. And it gets to part two of what this division is about, is the economics of division. We have a stagnant economy because the government's half the economy. So it's stagnated the overall private sector. Not enough jobs are being produced. You have a period of significant immigration. Whenever this happens in history, and by the way, what happens.
You got to pause that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Station there as well. I want you to go over to the website though, because I got to tell you something. If you go over to the website, you know what you can do there? You can buy my book. It's really simple. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything that tees off everybody in every part of the description there. You know, it's all those politically correct things that I've been told over the last 8 years that I'm not allowed to say. See, I can't talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus. I'll show you the emails that keep telling me that. I can't talk about black issues.
What? You mean you need an email to say that you don't have a uterus? You know that?
Yeah, I've been told I can't talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus, and I can't talk about I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black, even though I'm half Sicilian. And if you know the history, you know that would mean I was half black. And then, you know, there's so many things I can't talk about. But yet, when I talk to some of these feminists, and I say, well, wait a minute. You don't have the body parts of a male. Why do you get to tell men what to do all the time? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But, hey, that's the world we live in. So we need to push back. We need to fight back. And my book will give you some of that ammunition to be able to do that. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's a former U.S. Senate candidate, an author, and former California State Republican Party chairman. And he's written a book called The Divided Era. And, Tom, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much. You can get that book on Amazon. So we were finishing up because there are people, there's a significant number of people, and many of them are in legislatures, who want America to be a European social welfare state. And there's a significant number of people who don't buy that. Some of them just want to be left alone. And when government gets big enough and that fight occurs, that's where all this division. And now Trump's got to deal with it. And I was just about to talk about the fact that our economy is stagnated. When you get a fixed pie economy, not growing very much, we've had 10 years of 2% growth.
Yep.
And it's not all the Democrats' fault. Republicans participated in 40 years growing the government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get that fixed pie, then it's rich versus poor, citizens versus immigrants, black versus white. And if we don't get the economy going to 4%, we'll get in this period which I call social competition. So Trump's got to do one big thing above all else other than pick the right Supreme Court justices, and that is get the economy moving again. Because if he does that, division can be reduced, the deficits can be reduced, a lot of problems can be solved, and he needs to get on that.
Yeah, I'm concerned. One of the reasons that I was pushing Trump so much, you just brought it up a second ago, which is I want to make sure that he gets the right Supreme Court justices in place, because to your point, the easiest way to become a European socialist nation, which they're rejecting over there now with Brexit and even Italy taking a look at it, the easiest way for us to become a socialist nation is to put socialist judges in there, put very liberal, left-leaning judges in there, and you would turn this country, you'd ruin this country for an easy 40, 50, 60 years, in my humble opinion. So I'm hoping he stays strong on.
Well, look.
Yeah.
If you don't have a constitution, none of the other stuff the conservatives argue about matters.
Tom,
This
is the I'm gonna go crazy on you here. This is the Republican mantra. We're constitutionalists. We live by the Constitution. We did nothing with the Constitution for 8 years. We let this guy get away with murder. We let others get away with murder. While holding the Constitution up and doing nothing about it. We've had the opportunity. We've had control of the House. We've had control of the Senate, and they're still running like a bunch of kids locked up in a candy store with no supervision.
Yeah. Well, I sued him a few times, but you're right. And I think you agree with me. If Hillary would have won, and I wrote an op-ed.
I'd move to Sicily.
Yeah, right?
I know where the things are there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I called it the era of socialist justices. I mean, not socialists, social justice.
Right.
Social justices. Because they don't care about the Constitution. They care about what's going on in America and social justice. Well, that's not what America was founded on. America was on, manifest destiny, personal and as a country. So they would override the Constitution with their sense of fairness. Hillary would have put four more of those in there. And then, affirmative action comes back, all these things. So now Trump has to deal with that. He has to preserve property rights and contract rights, but he's got to get that economy going again if he wants the rest. If he wants to govern successfully, if he wants to get reelected, or whether he wants Pence to take over after that, it's going to depend a lot on the economy.
Right, Tom. But the party also has to work with him. I realize that there is a checkpoint. I'm not saying they give him the run of the place or what have you. But we've still got a bunch of the good old boys in the Republican Party. We still have a bunch of people that really do want to do business the same old way. And I think they're going to play the bargaining game with me. I don't know how you feel about Paul Ryan. I have been saying for the last 2 years, I think Paul Ryan is the first wave or the spearhead or whatever you want to call it to a new progressive Republican Party, if you would, or a progressive wing of the Republican Party. And I've already heard some undertones about how they're going to stop the wall and they're going to stop this and they're going to stop that and he can't do this. I'm thinking, why are we talking about how we're going to stop him? Why don't we talk about how we're going to work with him to help him and keep him within the guidelines of the Constitution? You agree?
You said a lot there.
On this show, it's okay to disagree with me, seriously.
I know. I'm just trying to remember everything you said so I don't, don't get accused of agreeing everything with it. No, I'm kidding you.
Can we play it back for the old man?
It's up to Trump.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's up to Trump. If Trump comes in there and gets the American people behind his initiative, they'll fall in line.
Yep.
I mean, I'm troubled by Mitch McConnell saying, well, the tax cuts can't increase the deficit. Oh, so you're just fighting to make the same argument that Eisenhower made about when we had tax rates of 91% that he'd want to cut taxes because he thought it would add to the deficit. Have you learned nothing about how lower rates expand the economy and create more revenues in the three tax cuts we've had since then, Mr. McConnell? And Paul Ryan, what is your job here? Because if you think you're going to buy off a portion of the Democrats, they're not going to do that. What you need to do is get people working so that you can make government smaller. Because when people are moving from welfare to private sector roles, it's much easier to reform government as it's shrinking in that area than if you just let it continue to expand because you haven't dealt with pro-growth policies first. So, yeah, I'm very wary that those in Washington, remember this, in November, I think it was this November, the second week in November, there was a push to return earmarks that Paul Ryan had to stop. So you're 100% right. There's that concern out there, and we got to be vigilant.
It's my party, and I'm very leery of them. Let me put it that way. Hey, were you worried like a lot of others were before the election? Now, I'll say up front, I wasn't. I wasn't at all. I knew it was propaganda. But were you worried about the party self-imploding, the Republican Party, that is? You know, we heard everywhere. It wasn't just the left. We even heard people from within our own party worried that if Trump got elected, we were going to fall apart. We were going to be in so much trouble. Did you feel any of that or see any of that?
No, I mean, look, the left is trying to do anything they can in this divided era, in this competitive era politically. I mean, the Electoral College, fake news, all of this. They want to get inside the Republicans' head. That's what they're trying to do, and they're at this 24/7. I mean, two days ago or three, this idiot on one of the liberal shows sat there and said, Trump coming out and doing these rallies, this is where dictatorships start. Oh, really? Or it's where public consensus is formed. But they don't want him to succeed, not because, not because they're really fearful of that kind of thing, but they want to associate him giving a speech about what his policies will be to Hitler.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. Got a whole bunch of stuff happening up on the website or on Facebook. There's a gazillion ways to get, and that is a real number, a gazillion ways to get to the show. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Look, I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one. It tells me two things. One is you've got a very high IQ. And number two, or you have nothing else to do. I don't know. Either one will work for me, though. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an author, former U.S. Senate candidate, and former Cal State Republican Party chairman. You know, Tom, I know I made fun of you earlier, but I get, you know, people... I'm constantly getting emails from people going, Joe, you got to get out of California. You got to get out of the belly of the beast. And I said, you know, that was a suicide mission. You running for U.S. Senate here in California. You had the Dems run this place. They own this place. I don't understand how, but they own this place.
Yeah, they do own it. It's pretty bad. I don't feel bad about my run at all.
No, I give you kudos. It takes a lot of guts to put up with that crap.
I told the truth, and you know the truth is simple. The bigger government gets, the more less freedom you have, the less prosperity, and we need those voices. We can't just succumb to these people. Where's California going in the future? Well, there's a reason why it's on the edge of the ocean, isn't it?
Hey, look at I'm a proponent having it become its own country. I want to see the likes of Jerry Brown and the loons up in Sacramento run this place. I figure if they do everything they want to do in about 15 years, it'll be barren. We can come back and just walk in and take it over at that point in time. But that's my personal... Yeah.
You know, you would be right, because keep this in mind. Right now, they have a social welfare haven for them. That's what they think, right? All these taxes on and on and on.
Right.
But if they were their own country, then they'd have to start paying for defense.
Yep.
And all their own pension debt.
Tom, you've not been in Sacramento for a while. I can tell. Because they wouldn't have to spend money for defense. Because if we opened up the borders and everybody saw that we were a kinder, gentler state, and we were giving everybody hugs as they were coming over the border, they wouldn't want to attack us. They wouldn't want to blow anything up. They wouldn't steal from each other because we'd share everything. Come on, get with the program.
Okay. All right. I am happy to have that all occur, but I'm gonna secede. My house is gonna secede then.
I love the mindset of some of the lawmakers in this state. You know, it's just amazing to me. And you know this because you're in the state. A majority of the state has a lot of Republicans in city council, school board members, water board members, and that kind of stuff. We make
They're
up a majority.
More elected Republicans. Yes.
What happens to that jump to the state?
Because why? Because the Democrats actually haven't really focused at that level, number one. Number two, local government, you don't get the spotlight nearly as much. But again, they're still winning. Even these Republicans, so-called Republicans at a lot of these levels, they get involved with the local lobbyists or, you know, the planning department or this and that, and government creeps and gets bigger and bigger. But, you know, what's going to happen to it? California may be doing well right now, and they're actually getting a boost from Trump, but the pension crisis in 10 years is going to be staggering.
Oh, but not just the pension crisis. Look, if they do what they want to do at the California college levels, you know, what are we going to have? We're going to have like a sanctuary college system now, and with the sanctuary cities and the amount of money now that they're turning out tax dollars to help protect the illegals. I'm thinking about all this, saying, look, we've still got people and unemployment in this state and all kinds of other things going on that we need to look at first, as opposed to taking care of all the illegals and the refugees. Jerry Brown wants to bring in refugees. It's like, wait a minute, we can't even feed our own people. What are you doing?
True, but it's the pension crisis that could bankrupt the state.
Right.
Those other things are on the margin.
Yeah.
And they're big, and I don't support a lot of what they're doing, but the pension crisis is mushrooming. You know, the pension crisis is... 12 years ago, the pension crisis was in the 200 million area. 10 years from now, it'll be in the tens of billions. You know, it's...
Oh, but we do a very... Jerry does a good job at hiding all this stuff. You know that. Look at the butt. We're not in the red.
He'll
we're in the
gone.
Black. Don't you know that?
he'll be gone, and you'll be here, and they're going to raise the taxes on you to get there. What choice do they have to actually beat the unions and force them to lower it? The chances of that are the same as me being the starting pitcher for the Yankees. And I at least call them and ask.
you were on the roll before the break about how, you know, when Trump is going out and doing these rallies, you know, they're showing him as Hitler. They're showing, you know, pulling the people together and all of that. Hillary couldn't get 200 people there. I don't know how many Dems could really get a large crowd like that together, but you know, Trump is taking it to the people. That's really what he's doing with Twitter and being out there on the stump. He's still taking it to the people. I don't think that's a bad thing, do you?
It's essential. I actually talk about it in Chapter 10 of my book, that if you want to break the divided area, you can get it on Amazon, please do it, before Christmas. What he needs to do is build a greater consensus than what exists today. There's only one way to do that. Bypass the media. And so that's what he does. People say, oh, you got to stop tweeting. Really? Last I checked, he tweeted a lot and won the election. So now he
and what did, why was he using Twitter? To bypass the media. So, I'm not, look, do I think he should, you know, 1 in 10 of his tweets are ridiculous? Maybe. But the point is, he needs to build this national consensus. And he can do that. And the bigger he gets for the support for actual reforms, the better chance he has long term of getting the economy moving and getting things back on the right track.
You know, I'm always reluctant to say stuff about what Trump is doing today, and you know, I'll give you the short version here is that when he was originally running in the primaries, and, you know, we're all talking about what he's doing wrong, and you know, he's never going to make it. He's doing this, he's doing that, and what have you. And what's he do? He becomes the nominee, and then going into the general election, we're all saying the same thing. Hey, look, he's doing all this wrong. He's got to soften things up. He's got to act more like a president. He doesn't care. He doesn't do it, and he becomes president. Now people are making fun of some of his cabinet picks. I'm going, you guys need to shut up because we have no clue. Apparently, he knows what he's doing because he's moving along, getting things done. You need to watch and learn.
especially on the left, remember, every president of the Republicans has been dumb since Eisenhower. Literally, they call them dumb. Trump, they think, you know, they say the same thing. The only one they didn't say was dumb was Nixon, and they branded him as evil. So Trump could, you know, winning lottery numbers. I've always been amazed at people that claim that the president is dumb. I think, on either side. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Yes.
He got to a select group of 40-something people on Earth, and he's dumb. No, he might not like what he's doing, but I don't really think dumb is the issue.
No, I agree with you. I think it's just a way, you know, they fought us a couple of years back. It was the war on women, the war on blacks. We were warring. The Republican Party is in a constant state of war, if you ask a Democrat. We're always warring against somebody. and it doesn't stick, and you would think that they would take a different viewpoint on this.
No, it worked till now. It got them the popular vote. You don't understand. They still think it works.
No, Tom. They got the California vote. Come on, strip out California.
Hey.
Trump wiped their butts.
Hey.
Yes, I know.
Okay. It still happened.
I know. I can't stand it. I don't know.
They can't believe they lost. I can't believe Hillary didn't go to Wisconsin.
No, I'm amazed. No, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Let's go even further than that. They're sitting there, still scratching their behinds, going, how did we lose this? It had to be something somebody... They never take responsibility for their own failures. From Obama all the way down.
Absolutely. No doubt.
You're getting the Italian blood boiling, buddy. And it takes me a while to get it. And I got 2 hours more to do.
Oh, wait, I thought you were Sicilian. What do you mean?
Oh, no, it's half Sicilian, half Italian. It's like the worst mix you can have, except half Irish and half German. I think that's about the same. But anyhow.
Well, I'm Luca in Sicily myself, so there you go.
See? All right, so tell people where they can find your book, where they can catch up on your weekly pieces and that kind of thing.
Sure. So, The Divided Era, you can get that at Amazon. I'm at Political Vanguard. We're going to have a new website after the first of the year, but you can get my commentary and things at politicalvanguard.com. You can always get it at Forbes.com. But buy the book. Download it. Amazon.com, The Divided Era. Joe,
yeah.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. So glad it's legal to say that again, even in this state.
I didn't care before. I don't care now. Merry Christmas. Hope your family does well, and you have a great new year. We'll have you back on more in 2017. Thanks
right,
for being with
so
me,
much,
Tom.
Boss.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tonight's going to be kind of like smorgasbord night, all right? I'll take any topic you throw at me. I got a whole bunch that you've already thrown at me, so I'm not giving up easy. We'll be back in a little bit. I am Joe Messina, your host. Please, don't go far.